Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis of Masechta Zvachim. It's the lave of Masechta Zvachim. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis. We'll start the Mishnah again because we're going to do it a little slower to make sure that we know. That's the reason why I'm doing it. You'll see. So, says the Mishnah, Kol HaPsulim, anybody that's Pasul. Who are the Pasulim? We're going to explain them in a minute, but anyone who's Pasul. Sheshachtu, that did Shechita, Shechita Sam Kshera. Shechita is kshera. Why is it kshera? Because shechita can be done by anybody. Shechita kshera, shechita is kosher. Bizarim, with a non-kohen. Benashim, with women. Right? Okay. Bavadim, slaves. Tmeim, someone who's tamei. Says Rashi, of afilu kachay kachim. Even kachay kachim. Ubilvan, as long as shloihe tmein no gimel basar. All right, they can't touch the basar. They can touch the, says Rashi, how are you going to pull that off? Not touching the basar. How are you going to pull that off? So Rashi says, utmein, so first of all, b'tamei sheretz. They're only tamei with tamei sheretz. Why? Why? Tamei sheretz kamar. She ain't a tamei kli. They're not going to be tamei the knife. Delav avatumahu. Not an avatumah. Oh, or, so therefore they're not going to time of the knife, which won't be the time of the flesh. But if you're tamei mace, then you're going to be time of the knife. You're going to make the knife into tumah, and then when the knife touches the animal, you're going to make that tamei dead. The animal's going to be dead. So that's a problem. So how can a tamei person do it? Says Rashi, either he's tamei sheretz, or listen to this, but tamei mace, he's tamei mace. Keep going, for example, shebadak, Krumius Shalkana for Shachapa. He used a reed. And the reed's Amakabal Tumma. Because it's not made out of metal. And it's hollow. So therefore it doesn't have a base kibble. It has to have a receptacle. A knife doesn't have a receptacle. For Shachapa, you use that. Avo Basakin, but a knife, low, you can't use a knife. Shehu Mitame is a sakin, because you're gonna be Mitame the Sakin when you pick it up. Vasakin Mitame is a basar. And the sakin's gonna be Mitame the basar. That's a problem. Use a very long knife. You're all the way in the outside. You should use a long knife. You can't use a long knife. You could use a long reed if you're tamei. Or you're tamei sheretz. Interesting. Now let's talk about the women. So Rashi said the Mishnah said a woman can do shechita. Right. Says Tosfos that the first Tosfos in the parak. B'gemara muchach b'nashim shochos afil lechatchila. Even l'chadchila, when it says like this, the first three words of the Mishnah, kol ha'psulin sheshachatu, which sounds like b'di'evit. If they did it, it's okay. If they did it. Says Tosfos, the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, the only reason why it said that was because a tamei shouldn't do it l'chadchila. Because in order for a tamei to do it and not become tamei, it has to be tamei sheretz, or not to use an eye, it has to be a reed. That's a lot of things we have to worry about. So better not a tamei can do it lechachila. Better not. What about a woman? Lechachila she could be a shochet. Lechachila she could do shechita. Right? Ha d'tnan sheshachatu. Why does the Mishnah say sheshachatu b'di'eved, which is masher b'di'eved? Mishum to buy limitsday tameim because we want to highlight tameim lechachila lo. Lechachila they shouldn't do it. Right, lechachila, a tamei person shouldn't do it because they're going to mess up. They're going to make tumah around. What about a woman? Lechachila, she can. V'lo mikama mishum deboy lemisnei nashim tekanei bereisha. Nothing to do with women in the reisha. Women can. Says Tosfos mikan tshuva. Here's a good answer. L'mashakasa b'hilchas eretz yisrael. What is written in Hilchas eretz yisrael that says the nashim lo yeshchatu. Women should not be shochets. Mipnei shadait and kala. Because they're lightheaded. They don't have the concentration, whatever that means. They shouldn't be shochets. V'od also, Ksiv Bahem, it says over there in that sefer, of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, Shekoshachat, V'lo Birich, if someone shechted and didn't make a bracha, or V'arum, or he shechted without any clothing on, I don't think that means for a carbon. I think it means stam, in your backyard. Shechting for meat. So you shecht without making a bracha, or not any clothes on, Sheshachat, Shekoshachat Psula. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Why should it be puzzled? So you didn't make a bracha. So? So you're not wearing anything. So? Not a mitzvah. What is that? So why are you puzzled? Why is it puzzled? It says Tosfos, I don't agree with that at all. V'nagu, v'nirin, Shehem Chumras Ba'alma. This is a Stam Chumras. Shehaya Omer Oso HaChacham Shekasav Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Whoever wrote Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, that was just a Chumrah. No. Who wrote Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? Yeah. Anybody know? It was written in the 800s by somebody named Eldad Hadani. You heard of Eldad Hadani? It's a strange man. You ever heard of him? He was a, Google him, very interesting character. He claimed that this Sefer, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, was from the 10 lost tribes. He was called Hadani because he said he came from Shev Adon. He met them or something, he came from them, or he was them, or he met them, and he came with this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It says Tosfos, it's Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, doesn't know what they're talking about. What? Sounds familiar. You, right? Very interesting. He came with the Sefer, all these Chumras. Says Tosfos, what kind of Chumras are these? First of all, women can be shochet. The mishnah is black and white. You don't make a bracha; it's a puzzle. Who made up that rule? And not wearing any clothing? Okay, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. Doesn't mean it's a puzzle, right?
He's obviously not talking about a carbon.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about a carbon. I think he's talking about stam shchita. Now, I can't imagine today that somebody would ever let a woman be a shochet. I can't imagine that would ever happen today.
That's what
I can't imagine. But it's the mishnah says they can do it for a carbon. Right, they can't.
She can't come into non-starters. She can't come into the base of mikdash.
What?
She can't come into shech in the base of mikdash, but in mizbeach. As a woman,
according to the mishnah, she certainly can.
She can come into the
wherever the man can go to shech the zohar, she can go too.
So she can go into the equal to the base.
Wherever a man a zohar could go, she could also go. Right, no difference. The only difference is she's not a man. So what? Says the Mishnah, so what? She's a Zohar like a man. She can also do Shechita. Shechita is kosher bizarre. And Betumah, and with an Eved, all these people are kosher. All right. Back to the Mishnah. Lefikach, therefore, since all these people can do Shechita, since all these people are able to do Shechita, Lefikach, therefore, Hem Psulim Ba'achshava. They can affect Pibble. Because they're allowed to do the Shechita. So if they have a Pibble thought, it's going to ruin the carbon. Right? You got that? The kulan, all these people, shekiblu et hadam, if they accepted the dam, chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, which they can't do, because they can't do Kabbalah, because they're not kahanim, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's dam hanefesh, meaning, you didn't use up all the dam, yachzer akash shavi kabel, go give it back, go do it again. Go do Kabbalah the right way now. Where it says Rashi, in the second wide line, owed by behema, there's still more left in the behema, Yachzar Hakasher, let the right one go back. V'yikabel, v'yikabel, and v'makabel, v'yizrok ha kosher, and let him do it right. Shein machshavasim shel elu posav b'kabbalah. A woman or a zohar can't make pigle by Kabbalah. Why can't they make pigle by Kabbalah? Because they can't do Kabbalah, right? Lefi she'ain ru'uyin la, they can't do it. V'ain machshava poseles. Ella, b'mi, shiroi, lavoda. Who can? Only someone who's ready to avoda can do piggle. So if you're not ready for avoda, you can't do piggle. D'chsiv ha-makrovoso lo yechoshev. B'ray al-akrova kasev m'davar. The pasuk's talking about somebody who can do piggle, who can do al-akrova. If you can do the halacha, if you can do shechita, you can do piggle. If you can do halacha, you can also do piggle. You can't do kabbalah, you can't do piggle. So anyone but kahanim can only be mefagel by shechita. Because that's the only thing they can do. Now the Gemara is going to say the same halacha in five different ways. Kibel hakasher. If a kosher person did Kabbalah, v'nasan l'pasal. For some reason, he gave it to someone who's pasal. Yachzar l'chasher. Give it back to somebody who's kosher. The Gemara is going to ask, but wasn't it dichui? I give it. I'm the kohen, and then I give it to my wife. Hey, hold this, honey, for a minute. You can't hold that. Give it back. Didn't I botch up by giving it to her? So what's up with that? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Next, kibel bimino, you put it in your right hand, which you're supposed to do, v'nasan b'smolo, and then you put it in your left hand, yachzer limino, put it back to your right hand. The Gemara is going to ask the same question. Didn't you ruin it by putting it in your left hand? Kibel b'kli kodesh, you put it in a kli kodesh, v'nasan l'kli chol, and then you put it into your own kli chol, yachzer l'kli kodesh. You put it back into a Kli Kodesh. And the Gemara is going to ask first, why did the same thing three times? And isn't it dichui? Dichui means it got rejected. Nishbach min akli. What if it spilled? onto the floor, ala ritzpa on the floor, va'asafo, you gather it up, kosher, it's kosher. Remember we learned this? It's only true if it spilled after it got into a kli. Right. But if it spilled before it got into the kli, then you have problems. Nasno al gabi hakevesh, what if you sprinkle the dam on the ramp, which is the wrong place? Oh, or shalol keneged ha'yisod, the wrong place. Or nothing anitanin lamata lamaila. If what's supposed to be above the red line, you put below the red line. Vetanitanin lamaila lamata. What's supposed to be below, you put above. What's supposed to be above, you put below. Vetanitanin b'fnim b'chutz. It's supposed to be in the inner mizbeach, the gold one and the heichal. You put it on the outer one. Or vetanitanin b'chutz b'fnim. It's supposed to be in the outer one. You put it on the inner one. Im yesh dam nefesh yachzer kasher v'yikabel. If you have enough, if you have more blood, go do it right. Go do it right. The second half of the Mishnah, we said the same thing 5 times. Now we're going to get to the issue about shachatu, if you do shechita, v'dieved in, l'chadchil lo. It says shachatu. If they did it, who did they? If the Tzar did it, right? If the Tzar did it, okay, v'dieved, it's good. Shachatu, if they did it, it's good. It sounds like b'dieved in, l'chadchil lo. For a minute, 1 second. We have a problem with that. It says v'shachat. It says in the Torah v'shachat. Shechita b'zar k'shira. Shechita is kosher with a zar. No, not b'dieved. It's b'chachil they could do it. Sha'shechita k'shira b'zarim. Shechita is good with a zar. B'nashim, women, avadim, t'meim, filu kachim kachim. Even if it's kachim kachim. It's kosher with a zar. O'ena ela kahanim. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it's only kosher with kahanim. Maybe it's only kosher with kahanim. Right? Amarta, v'chimei'ayin basa. Why would you think, that's what this means, why would you think it's only kosher with a kohen? After all, as Rashi points out, after all, it doesn't say v'shachat ha-kohen. Right? Michlal, shenemar, why would you think it has to be done with a kohen? Because it says in Parashat, Shalach or Korach over there, V'ata ubanecha itcha tishmeret ha'kunatchem l'chol dvar mizbeach. They're in charge. Kahanim are in charge. That's basically what it says. Not non-kahanim. They're not in charge. Yachal af v'shchita. Maybe even shchita. No. Talmud lomar. V'shachar es ben abarka l'fnei Hashem v'ikrivu. Right? I skipped the Gemara leaves out the next word, which is the most important word. It says v'shachar es ben abarka l'fnei Hashem v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron. And Bnei Aaron do akrava. What do you see? When it comes to shechita, it doesn't say Bnei Aaron. That's how you know that anyone can do it. It says that the kahanim have to be in charge. You're right. The kahanim are in charge. The kabbalah ve'elich. From kabbalah and on, mitzvah b'kahuna. Li made al shechita, shekshir b'chol adam. Shechita is kosher with every person. Anyone can do shechita. So if anyone can do shechita, why did the Mishnah say it in a b'dieved way? If they did it, it's good. Why? It's kosher l'chachila. As a matter of fact, The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Yutes says that lichatchila, when you would show up with a carbon yachid, lichatchila the Baal should do the shechita. Lichatchila the Baal should do the shechita. Why? Because we know that the din of tekef smicha l'shechita, they would let a Baal do it. The Baal Dover himself, the one bringing the carbon, would do the shechita, if he could, I guess. By a carbon tzibur, they wouldn't let a czar go near that with a 10-foot pole. They wouldn't let him do it. You know, or Shchodesh, or Shabbos, or Musaf, or something like that. They would not let the Yisraelim do it. But that's only it says over here, the Rashi seemed to imply somewhere in Yevamos that if a czar would shech the carbon on Shabbos, he'd be over an Aseh. He'd be over a Chil Shabbos. A korban supposed to be brought on Shabbos. A musaf, he'd be over, but a kohen could do it. Okay, but the point is, it's certainly mutter. So the Gemara says you're right. Hu adin dafilu lechadchila nami. You're right. Even lechadchila, all these czars, a woman, a yisrael, all these people could do it. Mishum the kabbalah list to mehim, but tmeim's on the list. And lechadchila lo, lechadchila a tame should not do avoda. Why not? Gzeira mishum zgzeira shema yigu babasar. Maybe they'll touch the meat. And what's going to happen to touch the meat? They're going to make a tame. Therefore, tane shishachato. That's why he says it in a bidyavid way. Only to, the tame should not do the chachila. He shouldn't. Bidyavid is good. He should do the chachila because you run into problems with him. Okay. Tosfos asks on yesterday's daf, why don't we make a gzira that we're afraid that the tame will remain in the azara, and he'll be over, or go into the azara, and he'll be over the isra of entering the azara. He's not allowed to do that. The whole daf tomorrow is all about that. How? Where is this tame person standing? Right?
It's a long night.
What?
Didn't we say a long night?
Yeah, so aren't we choshish, he'll step his foot in. If Yisrael steps his foot in, what's the big deal? But what if you step your foot in? So, if you step your foot in, he's tamei, it's a chayef karet for that. Right? Now I'm thinking about it. What's the Aveira if a Tar Yisrael goes into the Azara, where he's not allowed to go? What happens if he goes in there?
If he's Tahar,
but he's Yisrael. So you're not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Nobody right. Can go into the Kodesh. You can't even go into the Kodesh. What about the Azara? Even that you can't go in. Can't even go into the Azara if you're non-Kohen. What if he does go in? So that's what Tosfos is asking. How can we let a Tomei person shecht at the threshold? Maybe he'll walk in. Right? Maybe he'll walk in. It's a gzeira. We should make a gzeira. Don't let him do shechita. Maybe he'll walk in. So Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos says that according to Ben Zoma, even a Tar, the Gemara in Yuma says that even a Tar person that goes into the Azara requires tefillah. Even a Tar person requires tefillah. So if it requires tefillah, then maybe Shemekh Xavier is going to go in. Tosfos gives a... So why on earth would a Tar person need to require tefillah to go in? Why? So Tosfos says, psychologically, a Tar person will go to the mikveh before he goes into the Azara. But a Tameh person, so off his radar that he can't go in, he's not going to go in. Therefore, we don't have to make a gzera for that. Okay. Now the Gemara says, for Tameh b'dieved shaper dami. What a Tameh that goes into the Tameh person that does avoda b'dieved. So it's a b'dieved, it's good? For a minhu, 1 minute. It says, v'shamach, v'samach, v'shachat. You do smicha, and you do shchita. Ma smicha b'tahorim. Just like smicha can only be done with tahorim, af shchita b'tahorim. Also shchita can only be done b'tahorim. So who made up that rule? Who made up that rule that smicha can only be done with tahorim? Who made up that rule? It's just the Gemara. You nobody. Rabbanan, they made up that rule. Umayishna smicha. Where did you get smicha from? Tichsev, it says, 1 second. Right. It says smicha d'ksiv lifnei Hashem. That smicha should be lifnei Hashem. Midrabanan, we don't want a tamei to touch it. Shechita nami yaksiv lifnei Hashem. Shechita also says lifnei Hashem. How could it be lifnei Hashem? How can you shecht it if it's lifnei Hashem? You can't go in there. You're not allowed to go into the azara. Efshe da'avid b'sakan arucha v'shachit. You have a very long knife. This knife has to be how long? How long does this knife have to be?
So you're standing outside.
Yeah, how long is this knife? 22 amos.
Yeah.
Right? That's a long knife.
A sword.
So smicha nami, efshid ba'al yodei v'samach. So why can't you just stick your hands into the azara and do smicha? Or for that matter, shecht. And the Gemara answers, k'savar bia b'miksas shma bia. Even sticking in your hands is a problem. Even that's considered going into the Azara. Okay?
Well, because it's in the airspace.
Correct. Which is going to hold tomorrow's daf about what the Metzorah did exactly that. He put just his fingers into the Azara so they could sprinkle the oil on his thumbs. How can he put his thumbs in? He's Tomei. So the Gemara is going to say, oh, we'll worry about it. Rav Chista Mas Nebcha. Rav Chista said the exact opposite. V'samach v'shachet. Mehashem? Oh no, v'samach v'shachet. Ma shchita b'tahorin? Asmicha b'tahorin. So it's like shchita with tar people, so do smicha. Ma shna shchita, k'sil v'nei Hashem, smicha nami k'sil v'nei Hashem. The Gemara says, after the Mi'alba, Yadei V'samach, you're allowed, you can stick your hands in a little bit, and do the Shechita, and do the Smicha, and this Tana must hold, that Bia B'mikzas is Lo Shmei Bia. Fine. Shechita Nami, after the Avizak and Arucha V'shachit, but so you can use a long knife for Shechita as well. So what's the problem? Hamani, Shimon HaTimnihi. No, this author is Shimon HaTimni, the Tanya, V'shachat is Ben HaBakal Lefnei Hashem, V'lo HaShokhet Lefnei Hashem. Right, that the Shematimni Omar Minayin Shiu Yadav Shal Shochet Lifnim Minam Nishchat. How do you know your hands have to be in the Azara? Tamad Lomar Veshachet Es Ben Abakal Lifnei Hashem. Shochet Es Ben Abakal Yeh Lifnei Hashem. The Shochet has to be Lifnei Hashem. You can't be far away with a very long knife. That's not going to work. You have to be in the Azara. Therefore, it's a problem. Okay. Good. Okay. Next. Amar Ula, Rish Lakish. A Tamei person, Shehichnis Yado Lifnim Loke. He sticks his hand over the threshold into the Azara, he gets Malkus for that. Shinemar, Bechol Kodesh Lotiga. All Kodesh, don't touch. What does it mean, don't touch? Right, the pasuk continues. Vel HaMikdash Lo Tavo. Don't come into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamei. Makish bia linegia. We make a comparison to coming in to touching. Ma negia b'miksas, shmei negia. Just like touching it is even by definition, it's miksas. You don't touch tamei with your whole body. You touch it with your finger. It's miksas of your body. Nevertheless, it's tamei. Af bia b'miksas, shma bia. So too, bia b'miksas is considered bia. Okay. Okay, now, you don't have a picture. We don't have I don't know why they didn't put the picture in this. If you look at the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash had the Kodesh Kedashim, the Kodesh, that was in a building called the Heichal. Besides the Heichal, there was an Azara. In the Azara was the Kiyar, the Mizbeach. The Azara ended at something called the Shar Nikanor. That's where it ended. All that area, it's called the Machna Shechina. That's the Machna Shechina. The Machna Levia. What's Machna Levia? From the Shar Nikanor till the entrance to the Har Habayis, which includes, sorry, the entrance to the temple, which includes the Ezra's Nashim, the Ezra's Kahanim. That's it. The Ezra's Nashim only. Right? The Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Yisrael. Okay?
That's the beginning of the building.
That's the beginning of the Harabayas, not the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. It's outdoors, outdoors. I don't know what those gates were called. It's outdoors. The beginning of the entrance to the... Not the entrance to the Harabayas. The entrance to the Beis HaMikdash complex. Right? Every bit of the complex. That's Machna Shechina. The rest of the Harabayas, including the rest of the city of Yerushalayim, is Machne Yisrael. That's the whole reason why someone who's Tomei can or cannot go on to Har Habayis. Because the rest of Har Habayis is no different than the rest of the city. You understand? So a Tomei person's allowed to go into Yerushalayim, no issue, so I can go into Har Habayis, as long as they don't go to Machne Levia. Now, we're not sure where it is, but we're sure where it's not, right? So that's the hack. That's
the walls.
Touch the wall. Yeah, you cover the. You hug the walls. That'll be fine. Because why? You're not a Machna Levia. Only Tamei Mace can't go to Machna Levia. Machna Yisrael they could go. Otherwise, nobody could go into the city of Yerushalayim. Right? That's not true. Right? Okay. That's the background that we need to know for this. Okay. Ezer of Oshia Leula. The Oshia asked Ula the following question. Now, a Mitzora. A Mitzora has to stick his fingers into the Azara. Tamei is not allowed to do that. So the answer is, the Torah says you should do it. What can I tell you? Right? Now, Mitzora, Shechal, Shmini, Shalo, Yilios, Be'erev Pesach. Happens to be his eighth day, when he's going to stick his thumbs over the threshold of the Shar Nikanor to get Tahar, happens to be it's Erev Pesach. Happens to be it's Erev Pesach. Okay? Tofas, no, so what? So it's Erev Pesach, so what? It's Kor Pesach, right? So they're busy with this guy. They're so busy with the Kor Pesach, they didn't deal with this guy. Okay, it's Erev Pesach. No, what can he do? And also, one more thing happened. V'ruah Keri bo bayom. He became a Balkeri that day. Now, a Balkeri is Tomei for one day. So really, someone becomes a Balkeri, right? So what do? They go to the mikvah. They go to the mikvah. And they wait till nightfall. Don't become a Balkeri again. Go to the mikvah. Wait till nightfall. So what is a Balkeri really? He's really a Tful Yom.
Yeah,
he's no different than a Tful Yom. Right? He did something wrong. He became a Balkeri. He goes to the mikvah. Now he waits till he's a Tful Yom. That's all he has to do. He's really a Tful Yom. So Balkeri, so this is a guy. It's a Mitzorah. It's his eighth day. It's Erev Pesach. And he became a Balkeri. Which means he's a Tful Yom. Is a Tful Yom allowed to go on to the Beis HaMikdash? That's the hak now. If he's a Tful Yom, how could he stick his thumbs into the Shaar Nikinor? Only a Mitzorah is allowed to do that. A Tful Yom could do that? So what's he going to do, this guy? That's the Shaila. And it's Erev Pesach, it's Mamash, we have he's running against the clock, right? We can't wait till tomorrow. Yeah. He's running against the clock, right? So, Ra Keri Bo Biyom, V'Tavel. He went to the mikvah. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and they have it's like a tumah detector. So, well, you wait a minute. You're a Tful Yom, you can't go here. Right? So the Gemara says, Amru Chachamim, Afal Pei She'eg Tful Yom Acher Nichnas, no other Tful Yom can come onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds, into the Machan Levia, no way, says Rashi, way up on top. Rashi says, Balkeri ain't Nichnas L'Harabayis. A Balkeri cannot go onto the Harabayis. Kedemrina be'elu dvarim. Zav, the chol zav, Rabbos Balkeri, shemishaleach chutz l'shtei machanos, kedemrina hasam. When he says we can't go onto the Harabayis, he means Machan Levia. A Balkeri is allowed to walk around the city of Yerushalayim, so he can go onto the Harabayis in the non-Levia part. That's no problem. So a Tful Yom, Balkeri is really a Tful Yom. And a Tful Yom can't do that. Can't go there. Right? Zen Nichnas, this one's allowed to go on. This one can go. Why? Says Rashi. Zen Nichnas. Umachnis Yadav La'azara. He sticks his hands over the Azara. Litein midama asham umilog Hashem and al bahonotzav. So the dama asham and the oil, whatever it is, will be sprinkled on his thumbs. Kedei in order, shiyit ha'lecha pitzcha ba'erev. So he can be tar this night to eat the carbon Pesach. Again, a Balkeri, he went to the mikvah, there's nothing else for him to do. Just have to wait till nightfall. So even though he really can't go on to the Machan Levia, this guy can. Why? The Gemara is going to say in a minute why. V'hu yishalchenu la'azara hayom lishchot v'lizrog olav. He has to send somebody else to do the avodah for him. Aval hu lo yichnas la'azara v'tful yom. He can't go into the Azara, really go into the Azara. That's a problem. But for this, stick his thumbs in, he could do it. Why? Mutav yavo asay sheyesh bo kares. I'd rather be mekayim the asay of kares, which I say is that carbon pesach. V'yidcha asay sheein bo kares. So bidocha this asay. What's an asay of a tful yom who goes on to what? It's just an asay. It's an asay, it's from Parshas Naso. It says, V'yishalchu, everyone has to go out. So you see from here that I have to go out. So he didn't go out, he came in. What is that? He's about to asay. I'd rather be about to asay, at least he won't get kares. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dvar Torah. First of all, you should know, Rabbi says Rabbi Yochanan, it's Min HaTorah, Afilu Asay Inbo. There isn't even an asay for this. It's not even an asay. It's just a Din D'Rabbanon. Not even an asay. Shinemar, it says, V'yamod Yehoshafat Bekal Yehuda, V'yushalayim. The Yehoshaphat, he was one of the kings of Israel. He stood up in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, the Beis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnei HaChatzer HaChadasha, by the new Chatzer. What new Chatzer? What, they made an extension? They made a new Chatzer. My Chatzer HaChadasha, what does that mean? Amar V'Yochanan, Shechidshu Badvarim, they made a lot of rules that day. From when they said, Tful Yom Al Yichnas Lemachne Levia. A Tful Yom can't go into the Machne Levia. What about before Yehoshaphat came along? But Tful Yom could go to the Machan Levia. Think about what the person is. He's a Balkeri. Okay, so that's not a good thing. He went to the mikvah. Now what? Nothing wrong with him. He can't go to the Machan Levia. He could. Come on, no, we're making Zera now. He can't. So now, this guy is an eighth day Betorah, wants to stick his thumbs into the Azara. Oh, but he's also Tful Yom, because he was a Balkeri earlier. He went to the mikvah. He could do it. It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So the Asay of Karban Pesach trumps all that. Okay? Okay. Now, via Marta, bia b'miksas, shmei bia. One second. If you hold bia b'miksas as a problem, heichel ma'yodi b'honos. How can he do that? How can he stick his thumbs in? Right? Right? Edi v'edi, I say sheish bro kareisu. They're both kareis. Not going in is going to be give you kareis, because you're not going to shech the korban Pesach. And going in is going to be a problem, because you stick your hand, you went into the basement when you told me. So you get kareis for that. Bia b'miksas, shmei bia. Amale, what kind of question was that? Me too nach. You're trying to load up a question? Shiny Mitzorah. Mitzorah is different. Why is Mitzorah different? Because the Torah said so. What can I tell you? Torah said so. Hoel the hutar l'tzaraso hutar l'kirio. Once his mutter to go in for his Mitzorah, the fact that he's also a Balkari, so what? It's mutter. Amr of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Kasafra Ula, Ula must hold, listen to this. What did Ula just say? Ula just said, that Ula gave this answer. Ula just said, well, since you're going in for Mitzorah, the fact that you're also Tameh is a big deal. You're also a big deal, right? It follows along. It's okay. So, says Ula must hold. Ksavra Ula must hold. Ruban Zavin. Let's say most of Klai Yisrael is a Zav. If most of Klai Yisrael is a Zav, what do we do about Karban Pesach? We're not going to do Karban Pesach for Toma. Why not?
Because not
Tumas Meis. Right? Ruban Bezav. Vinasu Tamei Meisim. And then everybody happens to become Tamei Meis. Everybody was a Zav. And then the God of Dodar, everybody went to the God of Dodar's Levaya. Everybody's Tamei Meis. Hoel, for Hutru, Lutumason, Hutru, Luzivason. So since now, everybody became a Tamei Meis, so now we're allowed to be Shech, the Karban Pesach, Betumah, the fact that everybody's a Zav, so what? Right? If you hold that, right? Amalei Abaya, me, dummy, one second. How can you compare that? What came first? By the case of the Mitzorah, he was a Mitzorah first. Then he became a Tevul Yom. He became a Balkari and he became a Tevul Yom. Tuma Ishtere, Ziva, Lo Ishtere. The Tuma became Mutter, not the Ziva. Look at Rashi, first wide line on the bottom over there, the wide lines. Rishona Omedes Bimkoma. Whatever you had first, that stays where it is. First you were Zav. Then you got Tamei Meis. Lo Dami L'Mitzora. It's not compared to a Mitzorah at all. The Hasan by Mitzorah, Ikalamemar, Migu de Kamaisa, Lohavi, Isur, Baby, Bres, Raisa, Lohamirulach. But the first thing you had problem, what was your first problem? Your first problem was you were a Mitzorah. On top of that, you became a Balkari. So if the Mitzorah is not an issue, then the Balkari also can say it's not an issue. Shere Tomei Hu Moser, you're Tomei plus. Avahacha, but over here, Ki Havi Ziva, Gredasa, when you were a Zav alone, Havi Asiri, your Usser. Hashta del Tisifa Tuma Alayu Ishtarilu? Now they'll be added on Tumas Mace on top of you. Where'd the Ziva go? How are you getting rid of that? By being a Tumas Mace, Tuma Hutra Batsibur? That doesn't work that way. You have to be Tumas first, Tumas Mace. Then you became a Zav, then we'll allow it. First you're Mitzorah, then you became a Balkari. So therefore, Amalei, Dil Mahachi Kamar Mar. This is what Ula must have meant. The other way. Ruban Tumas Mace. Everybody was Tomei Meis. Then Vinasu Zavim. Then they became Zavs. Hoil for Hutul Tumasan, Hutul Zivasan. We mounted the Tuma, we mounted the Ziva also. Yeah, Amal In, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Amal In, yeah, that's what I meant to say. That's what I meant. First you were Tomei Meis, then you became a Zav. So then we'll allow the Tuma Hutra Batibur. Everybody can be Karban Pesach Tuma. Why? No different than the Mitzorah, right? The Mitzorah was a Mitzorah. Then he became a Tevul Yom. We said it's okay. That's what he meant to say. Vakati lo dami. It still doesn't make any sense. Why? Mitzorah heterahu. Mitzorah is heter. Mutter for Mitzorah to stick his thumbs in the Yazara. How could that be? Is it tummy? The Torah said so. It's mutter. Hov, ishtri. So once that's mutter, he's also tzvoyom. Big deal. Tuma dechuyahi. Tuma's not chutru b'tzibur. It's only dechuya. We have no choice. We're stuck. What are we going to do? Laha itchi, laha lo itchi. So for Tumah we're doche it, and for Zav we're not doche it. So don't tell me he was Tomei Mace, he became a Zav on top of that. No way! For Tumas Mace will be Idchi, for that we're not Idchi. Amalei Rava, Adraba Idchum Mistabra. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Mitzor et Erehu, Mitzor is Mutter. Torah says Mutter, right? L'hai Ishtari, L'hai Lo Ishtari. For that it's Mutter, not for that. Avatuma, Batuma, Dechuya. Once Tumas Dechuya, Mali chad dechuyah, mali chad dechuyah. What do I care how many dechuyahs we have? What's the difference? So it goes both ways, says Rava. Michlal, at the end of the day, Tarvayu Sfirulahu, they both hold Tumma dechuyah b'tzibur. Tumma's dechuyah b'tzibur. They both hold, not Hutcher b'tzibur, which is slightly different. Hutcher b'tzibur means all mutter. We're not saying that. We're being as stingy as possible here with this cool of Tumma on Pesach. We're being very stingy about it. Why are we being very stingy about it? Because only Dechuya. Okay, everyone's Tomei Meis, fine. What are the also Tomei Zav? No way. Why? Tumma Dechuya. No Dechuya for that, not Dechuya for that. We're very stingy about Dechuya. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.